Buford High School freshman color guard. Hi, this is John Marshall judging at the Citadel Bulldog Drill Meet 2017. Glad you could be here. Here we go. All right, you're marching shoulder to shoulder, and you shouldn't be. Commander, you didn't center your team on the head judge. Your commands need to be much louder, and not just loud for loudness' sake. People need to hear a color guard commander. So it's not necessary to follow the Marine Corps order at the competition. You should be following the Air Force manual, from what I understand. Rifles, you have a technique that really needs to be adjusted as far as present, rifle positioning as for the body. Cups need to be. There's no such thing as 10 hut in the military. For Air Force, the command is color guard tench hut. The right elbow should be pointing out to the right. For the countermarch, commander, the move is actually a face in march, whether you're starting from a halt or whether you're marching.
Right. Ready. Front.
You want to whip that flag forward in one in one count. Commander, you went out of bounds there on that countermarch. Guards, you're taking a full step back, and you shouldn't be taking a full step. It should be a measured step as you move. Measured step means that it's not going to be a full step, it's not going to be a half step. It's going to be a divided step as far as you need it to be to get to your position for your flank, for that counter march. Anyway, harness cups, they need to be at the same height. Flags aren't at the same height. And the flag should be at the same height.
Counter march. March.
Your left turn there is a little bit too soon, so that you're not exactly centering your team on the head judge. So a little bit more practice there. So if you are following the Marine Corps order with that ready cut, I'm guessing it might be, and you're also using the rifle present technique, you should have stripped your colors as when you brought them down. So you have a mixture of techniques there. You're using a little bit of Air Force, a little bit of Marine Corps, maybe even a little sprinkling of Army in there. So than if you're going to march shoulder to shoulder, which you shouldn't in competition. None of the cadet commands has authorized marching shoulder to shoulder. If you're going to march shoulder to shoulder, then when you halt, you're going to actually step apart, create that 4 to 6 inch distance, and then you'll use your you'll use that space to take care of your equipment properly. As you go to order, when you're at when you're shoulders to shoulder, then you don't have that safety of the distance, and you can hit each other with your equipment, etc. So anyway, I hope my comments have been helpful, and I appreciate you coming. Thank you very much.